From Washington, I'm David Schultz, and this is Talking Tax. A couple weeks ago, the IRS said it was launching an audit campaign that, at first glance, would seem to target an extremely small group of people. The agency will be looking at the finances of those who own professional sports teams. But while few among us can say we fit into this category, these audits could have major ripple effects, not just for the vendors who work with the teams or the team's employees, you know, professional athletes, but also for sports fans in general and even just all taxpayers writ large. In its announcement of this campaign, the IRS specifically cited the pension of these sports owners to have their teams generate huge tax write-offs that can offset the owners' individual tax bills. To talk about why the IRS is doing this and what it could mean for professional sports in America, we called up Robert Rayola, director of the Sports and Entertainment Group at the accounting firm PKF O'Connor Davies. He spoke with Bloomberg Tax and Accounting reporter Caleb Harshberger about exactly what types of tax deductions sports owners are taking and how. But first, he talks about why ultra-wealthy individuals would want to buy a sports franchise in the first place. And no, it's not just for the love of the game.
Investing in a sports team has turned out to be a really good investment for a lot of owners. Jerry Jones of the Cowboys paid, you know, a lower price, and they're now valued by Sportico at $9 billion. You know, so the money that's been invested in these teams has been really good. A couple advantages they have: these teams throw off big deductions with amortization and depreciation of goodwill and depreciation of contracts. So the owners are able to take these losses against other income they may have, and they're able to write them against that.
And I know this will kind of vary from deal to deal. Do we get a sense of how much of the purchase price often gets written off, or is that kind of hard to tell?
I think it's kind of hard to tell. Every deal is different, and you can't really put a bow around it and say this is the same for every deal. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And is this an area that's evolved a lot over the years? Has it always been like this, I guess, or have we seen the IRS or Congress step in at certain points to change things up?
I think the IRS is stepping in now because they have some money left over from other directions that they took, and they're trying to make sure that these guys are following the law. Because it does reduce the amount of tax that's paid, so that they're making sure that they enforce that and don't have anything deducted that shouldn't be deductible.
And to drill down a bit onto the kind of things that folks can write off, are we talking equipment, amortization, player contracts, goodwill? What are the kind of the things that folks look at when they're looking to get these tax benefits?
All the above, Caleb. All those things are deductible. And the owners are really conscious of the purchase price and obviously the deductions that go with that. So they may be able to pay more in the purchase price because they may get the benefit, they will get the benefit of tax write-offs. So they wouldn't be hesitant to pay more knowing that they have those tax write-offs coming down the pike.
And in the context of, as you said, the valuation of these teams has just been through the roof. I know we see announcements every day that are just, they're making new records every day, it seems. And this seems to be a big part of it.
It's incredible the amount of purchase prices and valuations. And every couple months, another team is for sale. And it's in all sports. Football, basketball has had a couple big ones. Baseball, the Orioles, and you see more and more of these private equity funds stepping in and trying to make significant investments into these companies and strategizing with the baseball people and trying to figure out how to better run the operation and make sure they're getting all the deductions.
Do we know how that's been going? Is it too early to tell? Or
I think it's too early to tell. I don't, you know, the IRS is very conscious of what they announce and what they put out there in terms of, you know, what they've been able to make work in terms of these deductions and policing these deductions and making sure that the people that invest are not going too far into deducting things off.
And you mentioned, you know, private equity and investment firms getting in on this. Does that impact the tax treatment when you're, you know, maybe you're signed to a few investment firms instead of just, you know, a single billionaire or hometown wealthy person?
I still think the same deduction is going to be available. As you had mentioned previously, they have to be sure that they have the proper basis in the transaction and the cost so that they can take the write-offs. If you don't have the right basis and you're not at risk, you're not going to be able to take the write-offs.
And like you said, I mean, this kind of stuff has been going on for, like, this isn't new. Folks have been amortizing and writing things off for a long time. Do we know why the IRS is doing this now?
They must feel that there's an area that needs to be policed more and that they want to make sure that the deductions are valid. The other thing that we didn't talk about is bonus depreciation. Bonus depreciation will quickly speed up the amount of write-offs more towards the current day and do it over time, but mostly do it currently. I think now they're at 80% of the bonus depreciation you're allowed to take, and that's down from 100. It's going to go down by 20% each year, which is scheduled to go down. We'll have to see if the IRS, I'm sure they're going to come out with more opinions and rulings in this area.
Definitely. And I understand the bonus depreciation, that's something Congress is thinking about right now. Would you mind kind of giving folks just a little background on that and sort of where we're at with that?
Sure. I think where we're at with that, like I just mentioned, the law was that you would get 100% of the bonus depreciation for 2023. That has been reduced to 80% and will go down by 20% for the next couple of years until it's not allowed anymore.
But I know we have this tax bill that just went through the House. I think it's being considered by the Senate. I really haven't heard much about it since that vote. Is that slated to change the bonus depreciation side of this?
It is a possibility. Right now, it's up in the air as to what they're going to do. But I wouldn't be surprised if they took a look at that area.
And again, this probably is case by case, but bonus depreciation is, you know, one of many things that folks are writing off. Do we get a sense of how much of that picture bonus depreciation makes up?
I would say it's a good amount. All the equipment and things that can be written off the player contracts, that would be significant. I don't know how much of the total purchase price it is, but it's definitely significant, and it's an area the IRS might police a little bit tougher.
And I mean, the IRS in their announcement, like you said, they don't really tell us a whole lot. They're pretty opaque when they want to be. As a practitioner, someone who's been looking at this, are there certain areas that come to mind when you hear these sorts of announcements that, oh, they should look at this or they should look at that in particular?
Yes, you would know to make sure you're taking the proper write-offs and not overstating amounts. These purchases of teams, these guys have a whole team of accountants, and it's not just one guy. They got a whole team that's looking into this and making sure that they're getting the best possible bang for their buck on the purchase price and also on the deductions that they could avail themselves to.
Yeah. And with these folks, you know, already taking this super serious and already investing into having the folks like accountants and people who know what they're doing, do you anticipate this to impact the business of sports much? These IRS audits?
They will be looked into. I think most people just go by the letter of the law and take, and if they want to push it a little bit, they'll push it a little bit. But they don't go beyond what's out there in terms of being strict with the law. And they will be careful with the IRS for sure, knowing that they're now going to look further into this area.
With this going on, is there anything team owners should know or be thinking about around this?
I think it's more on the buyers, right? The owners have been getting the benefits of those losses for years. And again, the IRS likes to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share. And if these things are overstated or the bonus depreciation comes quicker than other forms of depreciation in past years, they will make sure that they're being policed the right way and that people do not overstate the deductions.
And what's next? I'm guessing we don't know a whole lot about the IRS, you know, their plan, all that kind of stuff. But how do you see this going forward?
I think the IRS will continue to look at it in an area that there might be some opportunities to gain a little bit more in tax revenue. And they will make sure that it's out there policed and make sure that gets out there publicly to the owners and prospective owners to maybe cut back on the amount of deductions in the transaction.
God, it makes sense. And just to give folks some context, I know we talked about the valuations of teams going up so much. Are we still seeing the deal volume strong these days?
Yes, I it seems to be a couple a year. Recently, the Denver Broncos and the Washington Commanders were sold, and in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. So you are seeing a couple transactions a year, and I think it's – I was quite shocked when I looked into it as to what owners have paid for their teams and how much appreciation they've now had. It's incredible the amount that they've made, the amount of money they made, and the IRS will be knocking at your door once you sell because you'll pay capital gains tax, which is as high as 20%.
And for, you know, sports fans who want to, you know, check out their team and any information around this, is there any visibility into the finances of these folks, you know, where their tax positions are at, or is that pretty behind closed doors?
I think if you look at Sportico and the website Sportico and Forbes, they have their once a year valuations, and they give you a little verbiage on how they got to their numbers. And again, it's shocking how much money these guys have made in their deals.
That was Robert Raiola, director of the Sports and Entertainment Group at the accounting firm PKF O'Connor Davies, speaking with Caleb Harshberger. And that's it for today's podcast. You can find up-to-the-minute news on latest tax and accounting developments at our website, news.bloombergtax.com. That website, once again, is news.bloombergtax.com. Today's Talking Tax was produced by myself, David Schultz. Martha Mueller-Neff is our editor from Washington. I'm David Schultz. Thanks for listening.
In a global tax landscape that changes by the day, it's what you don't know that can leave you exposed. At Bloomberg Tax, we provide market-leading intelligence and practical applications to help tax professionals work smarter, faster, and more accurately. Our solutions provide the insights you need for game-changing outcomes. To revolutionize your performance in real time, the difference is Bloomberg Tax. Learn more at pro.bloombergtax.com.